The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the murder conviction of Joseph Patterson. He was convicted in 2015 of killing the 2-year-old son of Ashley Dewan and former Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. The case made national headlines. Justices have issued a unanimous opinion that the Second Circuit trial court did not make reversible errors and the conviction stands. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has this report.
Joseph Patterson told investigators that 2-year-old T.R. had choked on a fruit snack. In oral arguments in October, Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweedland tells justices that Patterson's story was suspect.
T.R. presented with brain bleeding, brain swelling, and retinal bleeding, a distinct trio of symptoms associated with trauma to the head, not choking. Autopsy revealed 4 subcutaneous bruises on the underside of T.R.'s scalp consistent with 4 fisted blows to his head.
At trial, the state brought 9 expert witnesses to support those medical findings. In the appeal, defense attorneys say the state's experts invaded the province of the jury by leading jurors to a conclusion rather than evaluating the evidence themselves. In its opinion, the Supreme Court noted that the defense had its own experts to refute the state's. In last month's oral arguments, attorney Ellery Gray tells justices the findings of one of the defense experts.
In his examination of over 700 eyes, he believed that he had seen hemorrhages or blood spots in the eyes of children that had choked. And he ultimately came to the conclusion that this particular incident was more likely the result of choking than any other cause.
And he cites the testimony of another expert on brain trauma who countered the state's theory.
He would have expected to see 10 times the amount of blood as was seen with the alleged victim here. And he would have expected to see skull fractures.
At trial, jurors heard from a former live-in girlfriend who said Patterson abused her 2 children. She said Patterson forced one child to do sit-ups and then slapped him for crying. He left welts and bruises on one child's buttocks, and he pulled the 3-year-old out of the car and slammed him against the rear tire. Patterson appealed the judge's decision to allow this testimony, saying it prejudiced the jury. Justices determined the testimony shows motive and absence of mistake or accident. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.